We're sponsored by Overcast, an independent podcast app that embraces the open world of podcasting instead of locking it down. No exclusives, no premium content, no paywalls, just a great podcast app for everyone. Get it for free in the App Store.
Roll a history check right now. You get advantage.
Okay. 17. I was going to ask.
Also, 17.
Oh, 14.
17, because I was 18 minus 1.
Oh, cute.
Nice.
All right, so all my 17s.
Wow.
It's called the Shroud Facility.
Yeah,
the
I have a minus 1 assembly. In every intellectual.
The Shroud Facility.
Well, she thinks she misheard it because the 14.
Yeah, she straight up misheard it. She's like, yeah, the Shroud Facility.
They build shrouds.
This is the Men in Black.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, is Will Smith a
that is Will Smith walks out of the kitchen.
Fuck!
He's the
Will
fucking
Smith.
Chef.
Will Smith. Smith. Well, we trusted him.
And Tessa Thompson.
Yes, and Chris Hemsworth. They all just start piling it. And those weird little skinny
and Tommy Lee Jones.
Ones. Yeah.
Amazing.
He owns the place. Yeah.
God, this is amazing.
They're known as like the Men in Black. You don't know if they exist. But you may now individually, Dylan, Griana, and Zill, you can sort of define your relationship to that folktale, right? Was it something you heard once in school and were like, that sounds like garbage? Was it a particular file you found on your father's desk and you read when you were a kid?
I heard my dad mention it maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
I was in high school. James Jonathan's tried to join like a little emo gang.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah. There was like a week where James tried to convince you he was part of the Shroud Assembly.
Yes. And I believed it for 5 minutes and then I was like, shut the heck up.
Okay, so James Jonathan tried to convince you that he was the Shroud Assembly. You saw a file on your father's desk. Griana, what is your relationship to this rumor? Okay.
And I was going to the bathroom in the middle of class. I wasn't actually going to the bathroom. I was walking to the bathroom in the middle of class, and I hadn't hit my stride yet. Okay, I wasn't like that cool.
I wasn't hot yet.
And
I can't imagine that.
There was a random open locker. I don't know. All of a sudden, I just saw hands, and I was just inside the locker. I was inside it, and someone, I seriously, literally don't know who, till this day, locked me in a locker.
That happened to me in real life.
And people,
I'm not joking.
So, like, your schoolmates tried to convince you that it was the Shroud Assembly who did that to you?
No.
Not yet.
I could see inside the locker, like, vaguely.
Uh-huh.
And whatever locker I was in, this person was, like, obsessed with the Shroud Assembly because it had, like, pictures and, like, and I had never, and so I, like, spent hours in this locker before anyone found me. So I was just, like, looking at the Shroud Assembly for hours.
Was there a flashlight in the locker?
No, I could kind of see.
So
but
I did have
the lights through the slits,
The lights through the slits.
Oh, my
and
God.
So, and I could, there was nothing I could do. I was locked there for hours. So I was just daydreaming, like looking at this, like these pictures. And eventually I got pretty familiar with the Shroud Assembly.
So
it's very secretive.
Well, it's pictures that they drew.
Yeah.
Also, what I'm hearing is you stole from my real life.
That is an experience that a lot of people could have.
That's actually how Liz learned about ABBA.
What? No way.
It is ABBA. Yeah.
Sorry. My mom always called it that.
Anyway, if you want to hear me talk about how I got locked in a locker, listen to the After Show show.
I can tell you about my middle school bully stories.
No.
Let's move on.
Anyways, Dungeons and Dragons.
Glad we all know about the Shroud Assembly.
So yeah, all of that you know about the everyone but Kai knows about the Shroud Assembly. Kai knows about the Shroud Facility.
No, I could have like heard about that.
No, you've heard about it. You're like, oh, that. I've heard of that.
Oh, yeah, everyone talks about it, but I don't know. I never really like was interested, but now I am.
It would require more paperwork, right?
Yeah.
So in order to be agents of good, we'd be the Shroud Assembly. That's kind of like AKA agents of good.
Yeah, and she sort of like, she pulls like a ring of keys out of her pocket and she like spins it around her finger. Mm. Kind of casually she's talking to you guys and she kind of shrugs and she goes, comes with perks.
What? Where do those keys go? Where does that key go? Brianna, where will all those keys go? I must know the doors to those keys.
Hey.
The keys we saw at Lucas have.
That is what the receptionist had.
Yeah.
He would not let me see.
I think this would be your chance to see, Brianna. Huh.
What? Okay. This is obviously a very serious life decision.
Yeah.
So, in order to be in the agency, what would that mean for our lives?
Well, we'd consider this first sort of objective your trial mission. You would do your best. Your work would be evaluated, and at the end of your failure or success, your longevity with the assembly would be evaluated. If you succeeded, we would welcome you as an ally and colleague, and if you failed, you would consent to not remembering the Shroud Assembly. And you would continue on your merry way.
Look, we don't know what our lives look like anymore. We really have nothing outside of this tournament. I mean, it's just, and defeating the Dispara. We don't know where we'll be after this. I mean, but I believe it all happened for a reason. And I mean, is there a possible way to be a part of the Shroud Assembly and still have some sort of personal identity? Would we be giving up? And
you keep your personal identity. You would still get to be Brianna.
Well, that's nice.
But it's also, too, I think we get to decide if we want to, whether we succeed, we can decide if we get to continue or not. But if we just choose not to, we just forget about it all.
Well, if they decide that
we're, I'd rather know than forget. I don't want to forget.
Look, we're here to fight good. Clearly, that's our purpose in life right now.
Is it all or nothing? Like all of us or none of us?
Given the unique nature of this circumstance, I would have to say yes. You are a team. You would need to win this as a team. If someone would like to not elect to, we would sort of come to an agreement now that we would sort of fix your memory at the end of this.
I mean,
I
say yes.
Yeah, I'm in.
I say yes.
I don't know if you've ever heard of the Arondes. My parents, they're down in Florida. Have you?
Oh.
We're beast slayers. Have you?
I've heard that they're beast slayers.
Yeah, they're beast slayers. So, yeah. Okay. What, you've heard of them, Dylan?
Yeah.
Well, beast slayers. So I kind of just found out that I'm a beast slayer.
Right.
So, I mean, beast slayer, Shroud Assembly.
Hero.
Agent of good.
You like that title?
Yeah.
My God.
Hey. Perks.
Yeah, we could get you a button, Brianna.
You get those keys, man.
Those keys. No. I'm in. I knew I was in. I just was... Man, kind of processing it because all of us have had to start over. I really didn't know where I was going. Yeah.
Here's what I'll say about most of the Shroud Assembly. You will probably not meet very many of them. Almost all of us started with nothing. To this day, it continues to seem like we have nothing. You will find that you have everything. But that does kind of cheer me up a little. I haven't brought a new recruit in like, ages. And she looks at Lyco and she's like, 3 years? And Lyco at that point goes, oh yeah, my last was Neff. You see like Alethea sort of like smiliness like cascade very quickly and rebound almost quicker. She was like,
Do I know that name?
I don't think you would.
Cool.
And so she's like, well, if it's an agreement then, just one more piece of paperwork.
Of course.
And she waves at Lucas, and Lucas comes out and gives the four of you a folder with your contract inside. The basics of it are, obviously, like, secrecy that it exists. This is a magically binding contract. So you will probably not be able to speak the word Shroud Assembly to anyone, right?
Okay.
Obviously, like, secrecy, you cannot act in the direct opposition to the Shroud Assembly, being one of the laws, the rules, if you will, guidelines. But for the most part, it's like your basic, like, secrecy. Like, keep your fucking mouth shut. Like, you cannot oppose us while you're under contract.
How long is the contract for, life?
This current contract is just for your current mission.
Okay.
Yeah, and then access to the Shroud Assembly's capabilities. It's worded very vaguely. It's like capabilities.
Perks.
And those are the three main things sort of in the contract. So, is everyone signed?
Mm-hmm. I'm signing. Does Iga need to sign one?
No.
All right. All right, now tell me every one of the
little
perks.
Paw print.
I am in for these perks.
Perks. So, we'll start with... I actually brought some things along if you decided to say yes.
Presents.
And so, Alizia actually stands up.
Presents.
She stands up and she walks over to the door, and you can see as she's walking over this door, she's fidgeting through her ring of keys. And she sticks a particular key in the door of the entrance to the Merchant's Bazaar, and she opens it, and it's like a closet when she opens the door.
Oh, wow.
Of clothes.
No, absolutely not.
Of raven feather dresses.
of rock comes out.
The Bazaar comes out. Ah, you signed that contract. Now we must kill you.
Ah, yes.
And she pulls out like this duffel bag of equipment.
Oh my god, that's the perk.
That's the perk. It's this duffel bag.
We get duffel bags and they're branded. They just show us on them.
But they're like they're blurred out.
Yeah, it's like redacted black lines.
And so at this point, she like pulls this duffel bag and she takes it onto the counter. And Lyko seems like this is the quietest you've ever seen Lyko. He seems like incredibly content to just like listen very intently to this conversation. And it's the first sort of like, oh. He truly is, like, a listener at heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's truly what he prefers. So she, like, opens up the side of this duffel bag, and the first thing she pulls out are four keychains with keys on them. These wrought iron keys, and she tosses one to each of the four of you.
Thank you.
You are now in possession of a single key on a keychain. The first thing you get access to is, of course, our panic room. This is a panic room. You will find it full of equipment. You will find it full of goods, items. You need walk up to any door, put this key in and open it, and you will be inside our panic room.
Beautiful.
Nothing will be able to follow you in after you've shut the door. If you have not shut the door, things can follow you. Here's the thing. It is a one-way enter and exit. You will eventually have to exit the panic room from the same way that you came.
Okay.
Okay. It's good to know.
Temporary dangers, yes. Permanent dangers, not going to help you. So that's that key.
Thank you. That is amazing.
And then, like I told me a bit about each of the four of you, and I have sort of a welcoming gift for each of you.
Okay.
We'll get you more things as you need them as they come by, but these are the things that I thought would help the four of you immediately. I'm a gift giver, that's my love. And so she starts, like, ruffling through this duffel bag. And, like, she, like, immediately, in this smallish duffel bag, pulls out a shield that is much, much larger than this duffel bag. And it is this brilliant gold at the top. And it fades to, like, this violet black at the bottom. It's like these two kinds of metal have been fused. The top of it has a sun motif, and the bottom of it has, like, this moon motif in this shield form. And she pulls it out, and she hands it to you, and she says, this is known as the Sunset Shield around here.
That
it's pretty.
Sounds amazing.
And then she goes back. She ruffles through. Would you actually like to read it out loud?
Yeah, the sunset shield. It's rare. Requires attunement. I get +3 to AC. When this shield is attuned, you may cast darkness 1d4 times a day. Roll your charges in the morning. While this shield is equipped, you gain dark vision. Sometimes the darkness is a necessary friend.
Nice.
She continues to look through the bag. She pulls out this bow.
Okay. Like a hair bow or?
No. Like a bow and arrow bow.
Okay, awesome.
And it's made of this black wood, which you've honestly never seen before. Wow. There you go. Wow. And there seems to be like very intricate designs carved into the wood as well.
Okay.
It's an incredible piece of craftsmanship, the likes of you've never really seen. And she hands this to you, and she's like, this one actually doesn't have a name like that one does. We haven't really... It's intense, though. It's intense.
Okay.
And she sort of hands it to you.
This bow. Thank you so much. Wow.
You want to go ahead and read it out loud?
Oh, okay. Weapon, bow. +1 bonus to attack and damage rolls. Nice. When holding this bow, you may communicate telepathically with any willing creature within 80 feet. Okay, that's going to come in handy. So much. Under the shine of moonlight, the bow deals an extra 2d6 psychic damage. Name your bow, agent.
I love it.
I love the way you said that.
Ooh. Okay. I'm going to come back to this thing because...
Oh,
I want it to be really, really special.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
She's like, I didn't ask you to name it.
Yeah, she's just going, mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then she continues. And then, like, you see, like, her arms sort of, like, strain a little bit as she pulls this next piece out. And it is this this gemstone helm, this helmet. But it's almost Valkyrie in the sense that it's got wings on either side. And she hands it to you.
I wish people could see your face right now. Oh breaking it. Shit.
Drop my wine glass.
Water.
Kai like shoulders her wine glass when she picks up this helmet. It breaks all over the ground.
Armor helmet.
What is the name of it?
The remains of an... Oh. Vajat's remains.
Yeet.
Shots.
Wow. The remains of a powerful earth genasi. Seraphonite rocks craft this winged helmet. I love Seraphonite. When wearing this helmet, you may cast the cantrip Mold Earth at will. Dope. I am the earth. Yes, I am the earth. I literally have it sticking out of my skin. Oh my God, thank you so much for this gift. Oh, I put it on.
Oh.
You put it on. Okay. You look sick as hell.
Yeah. Makes your eyes pop. It's really nice.
Thanks, Dylan.
Wow, Kai. That's even... Never mind. I was going to say it was cooler than the glaive.
Shh.
But I'm not going to say that out loud.
And then she sort of looks at you. And she gives you like a sort of like an I'm sorry smile. And she says, and I hear you're the one who's used to necessity. And she... pulls out this small glove and hands it to you.
I want a cool thing too. So it's Palm of Reminiscence.
Yeah, it's the Palm of Reminisce.
Reminisce. When wearing this glove, you may cast Modify Memory. Ooh. Once per long rest. When you do, the glove goes cold and gives you a chill until your next rest. Anything to keep us hidden and safe. Michael Jackson in it.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like?
You want to decide?
It's black
fingerless glove.
I thought fingerless.
I fully assumed.
I was thinking like skater boy fingerless glove.
The back is like a with like skull mesh.
Okay.
Kind of, it's like a thick like fiber, mm-hmm. but like mesh, and then like the palm and like the half fingers are like leather.
Yeah, I assume there's some sort of like.
This is something we had at my house.
Maybe like a gem or some sort of like arcane focus at the palm of your hand as well.
Okay.
So this glove will also function. I forgot to write it down. I'm sorry. It can also function as an arcane focus.
Okay. Does it already have, or do I get to decide what the symbol is on it?
You can decide.
Okay. I'll come back to it.
Okay. Perfect. So you are each given an item and a key.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Thank you.
All right. So, the next order of business. An incredibly important quest goes up tomorrow. If you do it successfully, it'll give you enough points to get through the week, almost a guarantee. I'd like you to focus on that.
Of course. Okay.
What's the quest?
And then she sort of like turns it to Lyco because she actually like doesn't know. She kind of like turns to him and he thinks about the best way to say it. And he goes, it's sort of a, well, you guys aren't locals. Have you heard about the whole sort of royalty dying at 30 kind of thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that curse, there's a sort of rumor about undoing it. These sort of rumors happen once every 20 years. Who knows if it's true or not? But there's a rumor that there is a phylactery of royal blood that had to do with a ritual that bestowed said curse. Its acquisition is incredibly important to the crown.
Okay. Sounds good.
It's done.
All right.
Consider us agents of good.
She sort of like her brow furrows because she kind of just like said that.
Yeah.
And now it's like a whole thing. It's like a whole fucking thing.
We could be like a unit. Know. Like we're the agents of good unit.
I think that the four of you should absolutely consider yourselves a unit.
Oh, yeah. We already are.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Shroud Assembly. Assemble!
Okay. So the point is saying it the least amount possible.
Oh, sorry.
Right. Thank you.
Is there anything else we need to discuss, or should we finish our meal?
Please dig in. I get information quite regularly. If you guys are staying at Dylan's house, that's where we'll consider the drop point to be. I'll send information to you as it comes to me. I'll send needed items to you as they come to me.
May I ask for a bit of information? You do not have to agree to this until after we complete this task, if you would like.
Okay.
I would just like some samples of handwritings. It's just like a personal thing right now.
Of
maybe wealthy people in the city.
Getting the handwriting of all the wealthy people in the city is quite
a... There has to be documents.
I'm sure. Can I ask why?
I'd like to discuss it after the task.
All right.
Are we having dessert?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Molten lava cakes. Everyone gets four.
Everyone gets four molten lava cakes?
Holy shit.
Wow. It's like one whole volcano.
One of them's got like a chocolate brandy inside. One of them's got like a chocolate mousse inside. One of them... You just cut into it, and then, like, three fireworks sort of erupt over it.
Oh, my God.
It's a magic missile.
It's a magic missile. You take 1d4 damage.
Plus one.
And the last one's just regular molten lava cake.
I got to try a little bit of each.
Yeah.
And,
so we'll just finish our meal, and then...
I guess, Lyco, how are you feeling?
I'm much better now that we can talk on equal terms.
Of course.
So are you also a part of the assembly, I'm assuming?
Yes.
He probably wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
I'm what you'd like to call the homecoming king. I kind of keep home base going.
Wow.
Nice.
All right. I think homecoming king is a weird term for that.
I don't know what that is.
Can I ask something before we go or before we finish up here? Arthur.
Uh-huh.
Our friend we came in with.
Okay.
You know Arthur? Little boy.
Lyko, he was with you at the party.
Okay, Lyko.
Child at a party. What? No, he, yeah.
That's my band name.
I used the glove right now.
We came in
he
with
he modify his memory. Like, Arthur's your son.
What's the name of the school he's in again?
Pleasant
Cliff Academy.
Pleasant Cliff Academy.
Our present.
There's a child, Arthur.
He's with
McDonald.
Us.
No.
He's at Pleasant Hill Academy.
All right.
And we want to meet
Pleasant Cliff.
Jesus Christ. Our friend Arthur is at Pleasant Cliff Academy.
Pleasant Cliff Academy.
I said that.
You said present.
You all had like three glasses of wine.
Okay. Okay. Let me get this straight. Our friend Arthur is at Pleasant Cliff Academy. Okay. Our friend Arthur's there, and we came in with him. He lost everything in the fire along with us. Please, will you make sure he's safe?
All things considered, a child's pretty safe at Pleasant Cliff.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the meal. All
right. Thank you.
Yeah. Supper. I don't know. I aged 50 years. Thank you for supper.
Actually, before we leave, I kind of would like to say something to Lykos. Hey, Lykos.
Yeah.
I apologize for my hostility at the top of the staircase during the party mm-hmm. when you were summoning Alicia. Mm-hmm. I was under a lot of stress.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I could trust a stranger. Right. And I messed up, but I'm going to take it as a learning lesson. And I sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, apologize for my hostility. It's something I'm working on, but clearly it affects everything around me and myself. And I apologize.
I mean, apology accepted. I mean, I think it's kind of fun that you're sucking up the boss already, but apology accepted.
Biting my lip. I'm biting my lip, but I'm smiling through it.
He's in his white linens, just kind of like smirking. Just kind of like...
Well, go once on. Again, thank you so much.
You've like put your food in the box like 15 minutes
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I'm like standing by the door. I'm like, thank you so
thank
much
you.
Once again.
Thank you.
We should do this again sometime. Just hang out. I'm just so tired.
Yeah, we gotta go get some beauty.
We gotta
rest.
Check
go
that,
get some rest
that list
so
we can. Yeah, we gotta go to bed early so we can wake up get that quest.
The quest and see if Griana
did
the musical.
I auditioned for the musical. Maybe it'll help us with some likability points in the town, I'm thinking, or something. But it's kind of a side passion of mine. Who knows where it'll go, but... Yeah, I auditioned. Thank you.
Well, once again, thank you so much. Thank you. Let's go.
Sorry, no, just the look on your face. Just
I'm thinking about other things.
Okay. Dylan left this party 20 minutes
ago.
Oh,
no, Mackenzie.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about how I can justify giving them my keys and being like, I'll be back in like an hour.
You can keep the keys. Oh, give us your keys.
Yeah, you need to get out of my house. I need to go visit my dad's.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you all... like leave the Merchant's Bazaar mm-hmm. and sort of like the last thing you see before you shut the door is like Lyko and Azealia, like they toast Alicia. I said Azealia.
Azealia Banks.
Azealia Banks.
Oh my God. She was in disguise the whole time.
It's Azealia Banks. The last thing you see is Lyko and Alicia sort of like clinking wine glasses before you shut the door.
They look like they're about to bone.
No, they truly don't. Like
they were
truly
giving like big bone energy.
The vibe of them clinking glasses was sort of like a well, that happened. Like
well, fuck them too. Okay.
You guys ready to go home?
Yeah, let's get some rest.
You ready, Dylan?
I have to run to my dad's, but here are my keys.
Sure.
I'll be back. Thank you.
Tell him we said hey.
Yeah. Hi, Dad.
Yes. Tell your dad's amazing job on the party decor.
Yes. Thank you. Tell them that we wish it didn't get ruined.
Yeah.
Why did this borrow?
The bear made it out.
Oh, thank God. I was about to ask if the bear made it out.
Yeah.
What was that bear's name? It's the most important part of my home.
So we should just go home then and just get some rest.
Yeah, I'm in.
Jimmy the texter.
Yep, Jimmy Bear.
Boom. I'll be back soon.
Yeah. Trenton Wharf was the booking manager.
Be safe. Get home safe.
Yes.
It's late.
Yes,
so.
I got my new shield, so.
See ya.
All right, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
You are a little wine drinking.
Oh my God, no, we would not be alive today if it weren't for you.
Seriously, you're the best addition.
Text us if you want us to call you a carriage.
No, just make my little heart smile. Thank you.
Dylan, you're so nice. And then I leave.
Yeah, I leave too.
Dylan, you're so nice.
Before we make out.
It's a four-way, all four of our mouths just pressed together.
I'm so excited to be in the Shroud Assembly with you.
It just bleeped out. Anyway, let's
factory with you.
Guys, let's go home.
All right, I'm tired.
I'll see you soon, like an hour.
Ike is already asleep on my shoulder.
I'll see you all really soon.
Okay. Yeah. All right, have a good time with your dads.
Yeah.
Bye.
And we go home and go to sleep.
I go to the ruins.
What?
Whoa, what?
You weren't really going to your dad?
I'm surprised no one was like, inside, I'm tailing her. I'm going to.
Nah,
we'll let you. Do you want me to?
No, but I felt an innumerable amount of growth between the three of you that you genuinely let that happen. I'm very impressed.
I can take it back right now.
I'm so fucking impressed that you guys managed to pull that off without trying to follow Dylan that I'm giving you inspiration.
Really?
Yay!
Going
home. Three of them?
Yeah. Oh my God, I have two inspiration dice now.
So do I.
You can only ever have one.
Oh, it's okay. I just have one then.
Okay, then now I have one.
Yay.
I have zero.
Oh. Rollover dice?
Rollover dice.
Like rollover minutes, but rollover dice? And so you use one.
Okay. Okay. All right.
What?
All right.
Yeah?
This is no, absolutely not. This is Mavis. Voice.
Oh, she's okay. Been smoking a little
she
bit.
She sounds like Joey's agent from Friends. Joey! It's Gazette. What's her name?
I don't know.
I forget Joey's Asian name. Though. Friends. Joey.
You're gonna make us lose at Friends trivia this weekend.
It's Estelle.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry, continue.
Great, we're gonna win now.
I'm sorry. I wasn't invited to Friends trivia, so I'm kind of just.
No, it's okay. I wasn't either.
That was a bit. That was a bit. That was
every listener
ever.
It was a bit.
Yeah.
We don't go to Friends trivia. We would go to a much cooler trivia.
Yeah.
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 For sure.
You're all the ones here over there.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to get the dice that you want for this? Because you might need them.
Oh fuck! They're all rolling bad.
Okay.
Okay, that one's okay.
All right.
Do you want my slurp sup dice?
No, I'm trusting my Dylan dice. I bought a Dylan dice.
You re-inked them.
I re-inked them. They're mine.
Okay.
You're ready.
Let's go.
All right.
I don't like that I might need them.
Okay, so you are off. You are heading up. They're heading down. You're heading up to the ruins. And the timing's actually suspiciously perfect. The meeting wraps up. You head on up. You sort of approach the rendezvous point. The rendezvous, as some
point,
some may say.
As you've only said it before.
I got to meet the rendezvous point.
Don't absolutely say that. So you head there, and you seem to be the first one there.
Do I see any spiders around?
Go ahead and roll reception.
My minus one bullshit. 12.
You find two.
I go over to him.
Okay, you go over to one of the spiders.
I poke it.
It runs a little off to the left.
I smash it.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
My God.
All right.
Where's the other one?
the other one is like on like a gravestone at the off at the, it's just like sitting on the top of it, just like
does it look like that? Yeah, its arms are folded. It's in a little recliner.
Alrighty, you walk over and you crush that one as well.
Yeah, I wipe out my pants.
Yeah, you got bug guts on you now. Okay, so with two spiders crushed, you sort of hang out. 10 minutes pass, but eventually you hear like a rustling off to your side, and from the darkness, a somewhat disheveled looking teen appears. Platinum blonde hair, still down, but at the point where you're like, have you brushed your hair today? You know how some people can get away with not brushing their hair for like a day? I'm not one of those, but like, and they can kind of get away with it. Mavis is definitely like on day two of that, of that look. She's kind of still pulling it off, which is a very admirable thing. There are pretty dark circles underneath her eyes. She just looks kind of like skittish. Like her posture is still very proud, very much like shoulders up. She's trying to walk into this meeting with as much confidence as possible. And she does have like a folder. She has like a knapsack, right? But she also has like a folder sort of like that she has her arms crossed and she's sort of like clutching it to her chest as she approaches you. She's also armed, but you are also armed. So yeah. It's all fair. It's all fair game here.
I trust her.
Cool. So, and up on the cliffs, it's like incredibly windy. Like each of your hair is like getting in each other, like in your faces. And it's like, because truly you're on like the edge of this town, right? You're in like the ghost city part of this town at night, which most locals won't do. They consider it kind of like, nope, the ghosts are there. Nah, it's a kind of taboo to be there at night. In a way, and like in the way that people thought that like the curse, the 30-year curse would be passed on to them. So like a lot of locals just like won't go there at night. A lot of visitors don't care. But it's empty in your section as far as you can see. You're right on the edge. If you probably like poked your head around the nearest like crumbled building, you'd be able to look out. You'd be able to see these two rivers conjoining into this massive river heading north, which is incredibly strange for a river. And you'd see miles of vineyard to one side, and to the other you would see these incredibly intimidating verdant peaks, the mountain range. And it's beautiful. And it's haunting here. And the girl in front of you also seems like all of those things. And she's kind of like biting her tongue for the first time in her life, because she kind of like comes and she like stands in front of you. But she seems to want to let you sort of like set the terms and negotiation of this conversation. She sort of like stands like far enough away that like she would have time to react if you tried to attack her. Like a fair distance, like clutching this folder, like waiting for you to speak.
I smile softly. Hi.
Hi.
I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
You look tired.
Thank you. So, like, everyone lived, right?
Yes.
All right.
What are you thinking?
Of course they lived, right?
I made sure they did. I saved people.
No, like, yeah. You saved them. Like, incredible, good job.
I wasn't asking for a compliment.
I'm not surprised that the three of them lived another day.
Me either. I think we have a lot to talk about.
Why did you join them?
It's my job. I was told that there was a group who needed protecting.
That was your actual job given to you by the state?
Yes. They had run in with a cult.
It's not like
they lost a member. And I was told to watch over them and keep an eye on them and help them.
Wouldn't it be like a conflict of interest to have a member of the state working on one of the hero teams?
I don't know.
Okay. Have you enjoyed it?
I haven't been doing it that long.
That wasn't like even close to a yes or no on that.
You don't have to be so angry with me. I want to help you. I promise. I want to hear you. But you can't be... It's been fine. It's been overwhelming. It's been confusing. Trying to balance what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing.
What have you seen?
I'm seeing... good people. And I'm hearing from you, not that. And I'm also seeing some bad things. And I'm hearing from others good intentions, and it's very confusing.
You truly, like, you think they're good people? All three of them.
Yes.
Like, sure, if you want to discuss Griana, like, yes, of course.
I like her a lot.
She's a likable one. It makes sense. She's like, bubbly and cute and, like, a little bit dumb, but, like, it's enchanting in a fun way.
Can you just describe me?
She's wonderful. I like her a lot.
So cool. Like, I agree. Good person. Cool. Put her to the side.
Mavis?
Yeah.
I have a question, and I don't want you to get mad at me, but you can hit me if you are mad at me. I don't know. I can't tell your vibe, but... Don't you think you're wasting a lot of anger on them when there is a common enemy?
You would think that, right? You would think that I'm just a crazy girl.
I didn't call you crazy.
No, but Mavis, the thing is...
Mavis, what's your name? What's your full name?
I don't have to tell you that. It's your full name.
Delanea Margaret Rose.
Great.
Mavis, I didn't call you crazy. I don't want you to ever say that I called you crazy.
My name is Mavis Mormont, and I come from a family of incredible detectives.
Brothers?
Yeah.
I knew. Yeah, back in Langdale. I think I trained with... Oh, what's his name? Morgan. Right?
And she looks really taken aback. To the point where she, like, takes, like a step back.
I kind of touch my nose. I say, I should have known. It's the nose.
Yeah.
I would never call a Mormont crazy.
Great. Because we went to a party, the four of us, one night. And we saw a dead body. And... the next thing I know, I'm in the underbelly of the city at a dock I've never seen before with... They told me that they went to hell.
It's not even possible.
Right.
And I'm getting reports using my brother's connections, using Gordon's connections, that Kai Abadite's wanted for murder in Berwyn. And she like takes out, she like takes out this folder and she holds it out to you.
I take it.
All right. So you take this folder and you open it. And it looks like Kai has been persecuted for this crime of passion, where she was charged for murdering like her rival in the circus and stealing all of her money and running. It was an incredibly gruesome murder, and sort of like the folk tale is the Berwyn Butcher. Literally is like what
does this it say what the body looked like?
Yeah. Fuck. Please don't.
We stabbed her in the chest.
Yes, thank you.
We probably stabbed her a couple more. They probably stabbed her a couple more times. And like her one of Kai's stones was found at the scene of the crime.
Yeah, Kai's stones were found at the scene of the crime. Like rock solid evidence. Like Kai's literal fucking gemstones were found.
I cover my tracks.
Yeah. And so it's for like for a case, it's compelling. I mean, like think about like what it would need to take to like lock someone up for a crime in a low technology world.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. That's seen as like incredibly strong evidence. So she gives you this file and you can sort of like peruse through the case details. And Mavis is like expectantly like watching you take in this information. She's clearly looking for some form of validation.
How come she hasn't been arrested yet?
Because I haven't taken that to the police yet. It's different districts. They don't know that this is the same Earth Genasi. They truly don't know, because Kai Abadite went missing and then it became a folk tale and people forgot that there was an actual name, the Berwyn Butcher, until I looked into it.
I put a lot of work into this.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird to think of her having the capacity to do this in the time I've known her.
Yeah. I think that's what all the people around her think. I think that that's exactly why Zill is still there.
What do you mean by that?
Because you think, oh no, they possibly couldn't, and then that's it. That's the end of, like, oh no, they wouldn't do that, and that's it. That's the end of it. And there's compelling evidence, and they're saying things like they went to hell. And there's some of the few who've met the Dispara and lived. And there are all these attacks on this city, and their tavern was attacked, and all three of them lived, and they get to come away looking like these tragic heroes, and something is not right.
They almost didn't live. I was there next to Kai, people falling all around us. She only lived because I saved her. And Griana would have died. She would have died. She would have been a stone. Had someone not done something, they weren't given a free out of that situation.
Are you 100% positive, though?
Yes. Griana was dead. She was gonna be dead. That was real.
I don't think Griana's the problem.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to say or help you with? I want to hear you, but it's really... I think there are... Do you think Kai's in the Dispara?
Yes.
Do you think Zill's in the Dispara?
No.
So you are targeting Kai Abadite.
I think that the word targeting...
You are targeting Kai Abadite.
Yeah, I mean, are you targeting the Dispara? Are you trying to figure out who they are? Because they're killing people, and I have an actual suspect in front of you.
Mavis, you are talking to me as if I don't have connections to all of the evidence and all of the information compiled about the Dispara. Of course, that's what I'm doing. Of course, I'm trying to do what's best for my country. And that's why I'm getting close and I'm keeping an eye on her. And when I see her and I see her kindness to me, I don't see it. And I think you're talented. I think you're smart. I think you're tough as hell. And I think that you're wasting your energy attacking someone who's innocent when you could be helping us. You could be on our side.
You've known them for a week. You don't know what side they're on. You're staring into the incredibly cute, enticing eyes of this girl that you've known, honestly, for a week. And when she comes into town, the attacks start, right? There was no Dispara in Burnford before the gauntlet started.
They're not looking for her.
They don't need to.
They don't give a shit about Kai. She is not a part of them. They're looking for other things.
I know that they're looking for other things. I know. And then she kind of like instinctively like pats something at her side. Like almost like subconsciously. She's kind of like, yeah, I know they're looking for other things.
And the things they're looking for are in Burnford. That's why they're here. They're not here. They're not following her. They're not coming with her. They were here well before Kai Abadite showed up. And they're probably going to be here well after she leaves. They're looking for other things, and they think they've found them here.
I know that.
You seem shocked when I said it, though.
I'm surprised that you know that. But I shouldn't be, right? You're military, right? You're like this mole put on this team. I know that they're looking for other things. I know that they're probably going to find it here because no one's looking with their fucking eyes open here.
What are you seeing?
I'm going to go. No. I'm going to leave town. I'm going to beat them to their next mark because they're going to get what they want here.
I want to stop them here. I need your help.
I can't help you see what you don't want to.
Neither can I. I can help you unsee the things that you...
She stabbed me.
What?
With that thing of hers. She stabbed me when my back was turned.
You okay?
And yeah, we were fighting, we were arguing, but she stabbed me. And yeah, Zil and Griana were mad, but she stabbed me.
Are you okay?
I healed. I'm okay. But like that doesn't mean that she's not gonna not stab you. I mean, that's it, right? Beat in the next drop.
What do you think?
If I can just destroy one of these planesbreakers, it's over, right?
Maybe.
So I just
Mavis, you can't do it alone. That's torture. Being alone? Are you kidding me? I want to help you. I have to do my job, but I want to help you. And I think that you need to let somebody. I don't want you to be alone.
And Mavis sort of like shakes her head. And she kind of like looks around and she takes a second and she's like, I had somebody and it didn't work out. So, you know, I think this alone thing's going to work.
What happened? Can we get them back?
You can tell Zil that they're not going to get the journal back, but you can tell Zil that they're in good hands.
Journal?
You can keep that file. I'm done with the three of them.
I don't want it.
You're going to need it. And she, you say Mavis as she begins to sort of take a few steps back. But very, very suddenly, you are eclipsed in darkness.
What? My shield.
That you cannot see through.
I reach for wherever Mavis what just was.
Yeah, so you friendly, like, stagger forward to try and get purpose.
Grab her.
Perfect. So
and I'm yelling her name.
You, and you hear, like, the beginnings.
Mavis.
Oh, no. You hear the... those are hard to read. You hear the beginning of a shout. And then you hear a...
Mavis!
And then you and I are going to make a few rolls real quick.
Okay. Okay. Jesus. Okay.
What?
I hate my whole life. Please tell me they're not intellectual.
So you're going to get to choose whether or not to make a strength or a dexterity check, an athletics or an acrobatics right now,
athletics.
As you are grappled. They're going to get advantage because two people are on you right now.
Okay. Not natural.
All right. I got an 18 plus 3.
Wait, I had a plus 8. I rolled a 12 plus 8.
Yeah, so they're gonna grapple you.
Okay.
Good. And you are being grappled. They've got you pretty much pinned, and you can't hear Mavis anymore, and you can't see a single thing. But you feel this hood pulled over your head, and then you feel an incredibly hard impact.
Where?
On your head.
Okay.
And that's it.
I'm dead. Okay, it was nice.
As you are knocked unconscious.
Wait, what?
We're up. We're like, I don't know if Dylan has spare keys. So like,
should someone wait up for her?
Yeah, I mean, like, we're all
we did not discuss that.
Yeah.
I'd like to cut to Dylan's apartment.
Of course.
You're all sort of like sitting on the couch, hanging out, as you have been for the last 2 hours.
I feel like Dylan would say something if she was gonna like spend the night at her dad's, right?
Yeah,
like,
do you think she's coming home? Definitely send word. So she's coming back.
It's been 2 hours. Do you think something is wrong?
I mean, they have a lot to talk about. I mean, look what everything just happened last night.
Yeah, but she said she would be back in an hour.
Let's definitely reach out to her dad, see if she already left to come back. Because I mean,
should we try to grab a carriage over to her dad's?
All right, yeah, let's go to her dad's.
I don't know what to do.
Okay. Let's just go to her dad's.
Do you think her dad's in mind if I'm in pajamas?
Should we?
No, we shouldn't split the party.
What?
Which one of you knows where Dylan's dads live?
None of us.
No, that's a good point. Hey, wait, does anyone
Someone
know?
Around here knows, though. It's Is four there, dads wait, wait, in one
wait,
mansion.
Wait, are there clubs by where we were?
Yes.
Can we see if anybody... We should go out to the club, see if there's, like, a bouncer or something, if they're still there. Maybe they saw her. They know where she went.
Well, to the dads.
Well, we don't know where her dads live.
Oh.
So that's what I'm saying. We go back to where we had the dinner party. If there's, like, a club around, we can ask around if anybody's, like, working a door or something.
It's 3 in the morning.
People still be out at 3 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Sunday night, baby.
Yeah.
Have I mentioned that my dad's in the army?
Yeah, I know one of them.
Maybe
is.
Be like,
yeah.
Oh.
Why don't we just ask the carriage Lieutenant driver Rose. To take us to Dylan's? I'm
don't
sure
the horses
know.
Just know where to go.
Yeah, let's just tell the
Wait,
carriage driver.
We're
I mean,
in Dylan's house. I bet there's an address somewhere.
Oh,
let's
okay.
Look
maybe
my address book with one.
Well, we'll look for letters.
Yeah,
no, look no, for I letters. Know. I was just making a joke. Yeah. Like, I would just have like my dad's address. And that's it.
Can I roll perception?
You may roll an investigation if you'd like.
Can I roll investigation in the bedroom?
All of you may roll
I crit failed.
Investigation in the bedroom? Hey.
A natural 20.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a 9.
I crit failed.
Alrighty. So what does a crit fail look like in this scenario for you?
Is
it panicking? Is it?
I'm panicking a little bit and I hit my head on the desk and I'm like, oh. Cause like I picked up a letter and I'm like, oh, I think I got it. And I dropped it and I went to go pick it up and I hit my head on the desk and I was like,
yeah,
oh
my God, are you okay?
Can somebody just pick that up? I think
yeah,
that was
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I'll pick it up.
Yeah, Brianna picks it up and it's the address.
Hey, I found it.
That was great.
Guys, yeah, I found the address.
Good job, Brianna.
Thank you.
So
let's go. Let's take this to the carriage driver. Let's go over there.
Yeah, so you guys head down. You manage to, you have to like wait 5 minutes to find a carriage driver who's still going at this time in the morning.
Yeah.
It takes 5 minutes, but we you got our guy. Flag him down. You give him the address, and you are off to Dylan's dad's house.
I hope yeah. they don't think it's rude that I'm in my pajamas.
It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, it's late.
I hope they all have matching pajama sets.
No.
Mine's green. Zill's is like, what?
Tie-dye.
Mine's like a really tight nighty.
Yours is purple.
No, I put on normal clothes. So we're going to her dad's house. Is there anybody out front, or is it just like a gate system?
Well, as you guys head off, heading to Dylan's dad's house, I'd like to cut to a feeling. And it's the feeling of being dragged.
What?
Down hallways.
Okay, that's really
I'm trying to keep track left, left, right, but your consciousness fades out. And then you come back. Was it two lefts and a right? Or was it two rights and a left? I can't remember. I don't know how I will find out my way out as your consciousness goes out again.
What?
You come back.
Who's
you're thinking,
you?
Left, right, left. As you were dragged further underneath the city of Burnfort.
What?
And it is with that feeling that I'd like to leave the four of you for this session tonight.
Okay.
Hi, and welcome back to this episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. And can I say, welcome to the Shroud Assembly. And, you know, I'm sure Dylan is fine, and I'm sure the rest of our heroes are fine, too, but, that's for us to find out about later. Thank you, as always, for our incredible themes and music by Cameron Bopp. You can find him at CamBopp on Twitter. Thanks to Mackenzie Wilkes, who is still performing in the world's longest guest spot. We're really going for the world record. I've called Guinness already. A thank you to Elijah for editing this episode. And a thank you to you for listening. If you're looking to get a bit more involved, you can always come find us on any of the social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I almost forgot that last one, at Dungeons Dice. And if you're looking to perhaps support the show even more, we do have a Patreon at patreon.com/dungeonsdice. If you're going to be at Dragon Con in the whenever that is, I'm losing the concept of time, I'm going to be there. So if you see me, stop and say hello. But besides that, I think that that's all that you need to worry about for these next 2 weeks until we hear if our heroes are okay. So I will see you next time when our adventures will continue.